Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back on PKN Radio, back on Purpose Kingdom Network, back on Blog Talk Radio. God, it's amazing. Y'all already know, it's another broadcast of By Faith We Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of his children, all of God's children, closer to him. I'm excited and grateful for another opportunity to reconnect with you all. Shout out to all of my Facebook family. Shout out to all of my Instagram family. Shout out to all of our Purpose Kingdom Network family. Shout out to all of our family all over the world. To God be all of the glory. Why? Because by faith we good. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And so, family, I have a word from the Lord for you all tonight. We're also grateful that it's the 1,597th episode here on Purpose Kingdom Network. God is truly doing a great work here at PKN, and I'm so grateful to be a part. And shout out to all of God's messengers, all of our PKN family. God bless you and much love to you. Family, happy Good Friday. It's Good Friday. Happy Resurrection Weekend. Anybody grateful for what the Lord has done? Come on. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way. But we're so grateful for what the Lord has done. Come on. Y'all know the word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent his Son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. This weekend, we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he's alive and well. He is risen. He has all power. He reigns supreme. He is the only true living God, the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. So, as always, family, I'm going to open up in prayer, and we're going to jump right into the Word of God that he's provided for us this evening. And thank you all for the past 3 months. Y'all know we was in the series titled Things That Contaminate Your Faith, and it was a 10-part series. And I'm grateful for God downloading that series in me. I want you to stay tuned for the book, Things That Contaminate Your Faith, the series. It will be published as a book soon, prayerfully towards the end of this year. All right? But we're working, and we're going to get it to you as soon as possible. With that being said, come on. There's a new word from the Lord for you tonight. And tonight, we're focusing on now faith. Now faith. That's right. Now faith. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you. We love you. We honor you. Hallelujah. You're so worthy, God. You're so awesome. You're so amazing. You're so incredible. You're so phenomenal. We say thank you. Thank you for your love that's unconditional. Thank you for your love that's unfailing. Thank you for your love that's never ending. God, we say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for all you will do. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We come together tonight, Lord, to receive your word. We come in agreement with your word by faith. We come together to walk by faith and not by sight. So we decree and declare, Holy Spirit, for you to have your way Father, I pray that you bless this word, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing to your children, that we all install it, live by it, and share it with others. I pray that someone will rise tonight and ask the most important question they could ever ask. What must they do to be saved? God, we thank you that as we lift up your name, Jesus, all under the sound of my voice will be drawn closer to you. And it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, family, let's get right into it. It's the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show. It's an hour of faith-building encouragement, once again, that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. So tonight, we're focusing on faith. Faith, a very familiar scripture, very well known, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the word of the Lord says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so to break it down further, family, the word of the Lord is saying to us, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm certain that God is God. I'm certain that what God promised will be fulfilled in my life. Come on. Do I got a witness out there? Come on. Faith is being sure of what you hope for. Are you fully assured that God is able to do what he promised in your life? Are you fully assured that God is able to show up for you? Are you fully assured that God is able to work out every situation for your good, on your behalf, in your favor, in every area of your life, every day of your life, for the rest of your life? I'm certain of it, and I pray that you all are as well. And that's why I'm here tonight, family, to talk about now faith. Because many times we read this verse, but we overlook the beginning of it. And the Lord is saying now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so when you have now faith, family, you can receive what you need from God now in Jesus' name. Come on. You can receive peace now. You can receive joy. Come on, let's go further. You can receive whatever it is you need from God instantly in Jesus' name, even when it comes to provision, even when it comes to open doors, even when it comes to divine connections, even when it comes to whatever you're believing in God for. You, hallelujah, listen, you got to believe that God can move suddenly on your behalf, that God can show up and do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to his power that is at work within you. And so the revelation is now faith. I've got faith now that God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. I've got faith to not focus on my past, but to focus on what God is doing now. I've got the faith for God to use me however he sees fit now. Hallelujah. I've got the faith. Come on. Is there a witness out there who has the faith to know that God's word is at work in those who believe now? Come on. When you activate your faith, you activate God's word, and God's word becomes your reality. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about 2 weeks' faith. I'm not talking about 2 hours' faith. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm talking about now faith. I'm standing firm on the word of the Lord now. I'm believing that God is able to work everything out for me now. I'm trusting in the Lord now. I'm standing firm on his word now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And so, those of you who are connected with me on social media, all the different social media platforms, you all know we've been in this series, family, titled, It's Your Time, It's Your Season. And that also is included in having now faith. See, you got to know when it's your time and when it's your season. Because of the way God has equipped us, family, we can't just sit around and wait for something to happen. We literally have to initiate the move, knowing that it's God's desire to sustain us, to keep us strong and healthy in our productivity. And so now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, right? Faith, the things we expect to receive from God. Faith, right? It takes faith to receive from God, faith to be healed, faith to overcome, faith to be victorious, faith to overcome every obstacle, faith to press through every challenge, right? And so having faith is the essence of all the outward manifestation of what we have yet to witness, of what has yet to be revealed to us, all right? And so although you can't see it in the natural, you got to learn how to see it in the spirit. This is why it's important to have a prayer life, family. This is why it's important to have a prayer life, because when you pray, it happens automatically in the spirit realm. But you got to have faith to manifest it into the natural. See, when you go to God in prayer, he does it in the spirit. And it's your faith that will manifest it into the natural. And so, again, we've been in this series titled, It's Your Time, It's Your Season. And I want to share a little bit of what the Lord has blessed me to share with you all throughout this new week. Even those of you who received the morning text message of encouragement and inspiration, you all have been receiving what the Lord has laid on my heart to send out and share with you all. And so you have to know when it's your time and when it's your season. You have to have now faith when it's your time and when it's your season. Now, listen, we know that there's plenty of scriptures. Watch this. I'm going to help you tonight. We know that there's many scriptures in the word of the Lord that even talks about waiting. See, I'm in the spirit because I know somebody, I already know somebody is feeling some type of way because of the topic, the title of tonight's message, Now Faith. Listen, I don't want you to be frustrated tonight. I'm not here to frustrate you. I'm not here for you to be stressed out because of what you're believing in God for. You feel like it's not happening. You feel like you've been waiting on it for a long time. That's why the Lord sent me here tonight to let you know that you got to have now faith. Even now, I still trust you, God. Even now, I still believe. Even now, I give you praise. Even now, I worship you in spirit and in truth. Even now, God, you're able to work everything out for me. Amen. And so here it is. Even with the scriptures in God's word that says wait on the Lord, watch this. Even when it comes to waiting, the word wait means you have an expectation. The word wait means to sit in a seat of expectation. It is to expect something, right? So even when you're waiting on the Lord, you should be sitting in a seat of expectation. You should be waiting on the Lord with great expectations, because when you have great expectations, you have great faith. And so in spite of what comes your way, in spite of the tough circumstances, in spite of what other people say, you've got to have great expectations to know that God can move suddenly on your behalf. And you've got to have faith now, because you never know what God is up to. You never know how God is going to move on your behalf. You never know who God can use to get you what you need, to get you to where he promised to take you. So you got to be aware. You got to be focused. You got to be alert. You got to be in God's word. You got to spend time with the Lord in prayer. You got to worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm talking about those who will choose a relationship over religion and faith over tradition. See, we can't get caught up in just going through the formalities. We can't get caught up in just going through the motions. We got to have a real personal, intimate relationship with Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and choose faith over tradition, because when you flow according to tradition, you can get caught up in a cycle. Tradition is something that remains the same. It's something that happens the same way, the same time, every time. Now, tradition is okay when it comes to maintaining legacy, because there are those who have prepared, who have paved the way before us that we want to honor, right? We want to remember those who have done great things in order for us to do what we do today, right? Those who have laid foundation, those who God have used in mighty ways, right? We want to honor God by honoring them and the work that God blessed them to do. But also, we have to be mindful that we don't get caught up in tradition when it comes to our productivity, when it comes to how we move forward, when it comes to carrying out what God laid on our heart to do, when it comes to fulfilling our purpose. And so, I want to focus on first, before we get deeper into now faith, we only got an hour, and it's 16 minutes after the hour. So I pray that you stick with me, bear with me. I'm going to give you everything that God gave me. Amen? And so, first thing that I want to focus on, comes to now faith. You got to know how God has equipped you. You got to know how God has equipped you. There are many ways that God has equipped us to take ownership of being in our time and in our season for greater. But you got to know how to use what God has given you, and you got to be bold, confident, courageous to know that, listen, it's my time, it's my season, I am who God says I am, I can go where God says I can go. I can do what God created me to do. Watch this. And I can have all that God promised for me to have. Why? Because there is no limit to what God can do through me. There's no limit to what God can do for me. So check this out. Job chapter 22 and verse 28, the word of the Lord says, "And thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." So the first portion of this broadcast, family, I want to get into how equipped we are to succeed. The reason why you need to have now faith. This is one of the most important reasons why you need to have now faith. It's because you already got what you need. You already have what you need to succeed in living the life that God created you to live. He's given you gifts. God has given you wisdom. God has given you abilities. God has given you power. God has given you authority through Jesus Christ. And you got to use what God has given you to give birth to what God put in you that will add value to this world, that will help so many other people advancing God's kingdom in the earth. So in Job 22 and 28, the word of the Lord says, "And thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Check this out. The word decree means an official order issued by a legal authority. Official order issued by a legal authority. That's what the word decree means. And so here it is, family. Knowing your authority in Christ allows you to stand firm against the enemy. Watch this. And will radically change the way you pray. See, when you tap into how God has equipped you and you add your now faith to what God has put in you, you can stand firm against the enemy. And having now faith, having faith in God's word, having faith in who God is, and knowing the power and the authority that you have through Christ, it will change radically how you pray. Understanding your authority through Christ, here it is, understanding your authority through Christ, you will begin to understand that through prayer, you can decree and declare a declaration that whatever God promised for you to have in his word, it is so in Jesus' name, all right? And so there is power in your speaking. I'm going to bless you tonight. There's power in your speaking. Here it is. As I've shared with you all this week, your words can bring forth breakthrough. Your tongue has the power to command your destiny. You have literally the legal authority through Christ to set what God promised in motion in your life. And so here it is. The power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. And when you take faith and apply faith to God's word, and you speak it by faith, unstoppable, unshakable, you're unbreakable. The devil can't touch you. Listen, the devil can't kill who God has ordained to live. You are anointed, you are appointed, you are chosen, you are approved by God. You are qualified by God. And so the power of faith and in what you say is to turn your situation to your advantage, turning impossibilities into possibilities. So let's get deeper into it. You've got authority, right? And so to have authority is having the power to enforce and have control. So through Jesus Christ, you have the power and the authority to, by faith, take control and speak over and change what takes place in your life. God has given you the authority to enforce and set the tone of your days, of your weeks, and even your years. God has given you the power and the authority to set the tone of your day. And that's why each day you wake up, you ought to speak over your day. Today, I'm blessed. Today, I'm an overcomer. Today, I'm victorious. I will overcome every obstacle. I will succeed in every assignment. I will press through every challenge. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Today, I will win and not lose. I will succeed and never fail. I will have all that I need, as much as I need to fulfill every need so that I can abound in every good word and work. I have complete sufficiency through Christ. I'm completely sufficient in him. So there's nothing too hard for God. And because I am in him and him in me, there's nothing too hard for me. I've got faith now to press forward in the way that God has equipped me to. So here it is, family. God has planned for us not to stay on one level. He wants us to have ever-increasing faith. You've heard me say this before. Faith is the master key. It opens every door. Faith is the substance and the assurance. The more faith you have, the more for the kingdom of God you can do, and the more effective you will be. The more you will experience being able to make it through any and every obstacle, challenge, and tough circumstance. We've gotten into this in the previous series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. And so I'm here to encourage you tonight. We all face situations that look like they're never going to work out. We don't see how we can get out of debt at times. You may have moments where you don't see how you can accomplish your dreams or the vision that God has given you. You may have moments in your life where you couldn't see how you could accomplish the goals that you've set, or you feel as though you don't know how, or situations are going to work out. You can't see how you're going to be able to press forward with all the obstacles, what the challenges are, because of how your situation looked is why God says we walk by faith and not by sight. This is why you can't allow what you see or how you feel to dictate what you believe. You got to press forward according to what God said in his word and not what you see or how you feel, because faith and your feelings cannot coexist. You either going to have faith or you either going to be in your feelings, because when you are in your feelings, you are not in faith. And if you're not in faith, you're not covered. And this is why the enemy wants you to be in your feelings, because he knows when you are in faith, he can't touch you. But when you are in your feelings, he can come against you. See, the enemy is scared of God's word. And that's why you got to understand that you are a force to be reckoned with. You can back off the enemy. You can tear down strongholds. You can destroy yokes. You can cause the blind to see. You can heal the sick. You can bless the lame to walk again. You can move mountains. You can open doors. You can speak those things that be not as though they are. You got to understand that you are a child of God, and no matter what comes your way, everything works together for your good, and it is so. Jesus' name. And so we have to have now faith, because too often we settle for where we are and we begin to wonder, hey, it wasn't meant to be, or maybe it is what it is. But God did not create you to be content. God did not create you to settle for less. He did not create you to give up. He did not create you to give in. He did not create you to quit. God created you to succeed, to be successful, to be victorious, to live an empowered life, and to help others do the same. And so, family, has it ever seemed like God showed up too late? Come on, we're going to get into it tonight. Come on, you prayed, you believed, but the problem didn't turn around. The medical report wasn't good. The business wasn't making it. There will be times in life, family, where you have to have now faith to say, now, God, I don't care what it looks like, I still believe. Even now, I'll trust you. Remember what Martha said in John chapter 11 and verse 22, when Lazarus was dead and he had been dead for 4 days, and they had called for Jesus 4 days before Lazarus had died. And Jesus didn't show up until 4 days later. And Martha and Mary, they said, if you had been here, our brother would not be dead. And Jesus told her, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He says, take me to where your brother is. But right before that moment, Jesus told Martha, he says, your brother will live again. And Martha thought that Jesus was talking about after his ascension, after he died and rise with all power and ascends to heaven. She thought Jesus was talking about during the end of the world when he returns, right? That's when Lazarus was going to rise. But the Lord said, no, he had another plan. He said, take me to your brother. But in verse 22, it says, listen, she was in her feelings for a moment. She said, if you had been here, my brother would still be alive. But then she also got a revelation. She also knew who the Lord was, because right after she had a moment of being in her feelings, in verse 22, she says, but even now, I know that whatsoever you ask, God will do it. And family, that's how you need to be today. And as you press forward throughout this second quarter of this new year, you got to make up in your mind, listen, I see how it looks. I know how I feel at times. I hear what people are saying, but even now, I've got now faith to still trust God. I've got now faith for God to show up. I've got now faith for God to do above and beyond what I can ask or think of. Even now, God is still able. Even now, God is still my healer. Even now, he's still deliverer. Even now, he's the God of restoration. Even now, he's still the only true living God, the only wise God, our Savior. Even now. Back down. Trust in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, God. So God. So good. So amazing. When the medical report don't look good, still got to stand strong and say, Lord, even now I have the faith to believe you can heal me. Your business may be hanging by a thread. Listen, you got to trust in the Lord and say, God, even now I believe that you will download in me a strategy that will make my business to flourish. God will always set you up for success. See, not only do we have spiritual responsibilities, we got to keep God first. We got to labor in God's word. We got to go to God in prayer, right? We got to make sure we're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We got to make sure that our faith is in God and God alone, that we're depending on God and God alone. But we also have natural responsibilities. So we got to do what's necessary. That's why the Lord spoke to me in 2017. He said, son, the process is mandatory. You can't skip it. You can't dodge it. You can't get around it. But you got to learn how to press through it, right? It's in the process where we get equipped. It's in the process where we learn. See, we want these quick fixes. We want these microwave blessings. But the Lord wants us to get properly equipped so that we don't mishandle what he wants to provide. God wants us to get properly equipped so that we don't lose what he puts in our hands, right? Your house is not meant to go into foreclosure. When you get promoted, you're not supposed to get demoted. You are only supposed to go higher in Christ. And so God wants to make sure that we are fully equipped, properly equipped, so that we can press forward the right way. And we've got to have now faith for what God is desiring to do in this season. Why? Because it's your time, it's your season. And I ask you the question tonight, what you going to do about it? Going to move by faith? Do what God laid on your heart to do. Hallelujah. To get up, press forward by faith. Even though we know there are some things that God will reveal to us that's for an appointed time. Even still, in the midst of the waiting, you should be a good steward of your time and you should sit in the seat of expectation so that God can move suddenly in your life. So now faith. It doesn't matter what situations look like, family. We've got to have faith now. We got to trust God now. We got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might now. When you have now faith, God will move heaven and earth to do what he promised. Whatever you think is too far gone, the dreams you've given up on, the promises you've let go of, God is saying to you today, family, I can still bring them to pass. I can still restore the relationship. I can still prosper you and put you into overflow. I can still give you the desires of your heart, thus saith the Lord. Now, even now, listen, the pandemic couldn't stop you. Listen, let's do an assessment. Let's recognize something, family. You've come this far by faith. You are still here. You're still alive. You're still in your right mind. God has kept you. God has sustained you. God has covered you. The fact that you are still here today is a sign that God still has so much more in store for you. God has ordained to be manifested in your life. The publishing of the book, the releasing of the music, whatever God has ordained to be manifested in your life, it is so. So right now, God, we have to have now faith. Our family, God meets us at the level of our expectation. That's why you need to sit in a seat of expectation. You need to flow. I'm expecting miracles. I'm expecting sudden, unexpected checks. I'm expecting unexpected phone calls. Come on. I'm expecting suddenly phone calls, suddenly emails, suddenly opportunities. I'm expecting suddenly promotion. Even though you are in a season where you feel like you're in a season of waiting, you still need to have now faith to sit in a seat of expectation, because no matter what it looks like, no matter what I've been through, I got the faith that God will move suddenly in my life. You have to take the limits off of God. That's why you got to choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition. So everything we do as children of God has to be done by faith. Having faith is necessary and important. I've shared this with you all before. You can't get saved without faith. You can't please God without faith, because Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the word of the Lord says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And those that come to him must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You got to have faith even to get God's attention. You can't please God without faith. Here it is. You can't get what you need from God without having faith, because faith is the formula for the full manifestation God promised in his word. In Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, the word of the Lord says, pray. If you believe that you receive what you prayed for, then it's done. It's already. That's why you can't allow what you see to dictate what you believe. You gotta flow in a knowing. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Help me, Holy Ghost. You gotta flow in the know. It's easy. It's all right. You gotta flow in the know. I know God is real. I know he's alive and well. I know he rose with all power. I know the plans the Lord has for me. Plans to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me hope and a future, to give me an expected end. I know God is able. Live the life God created you to live without faith. You cannot live the God-designed life created you to live without faith. Family, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. God tells us in his word about different levels of faith. While some types of faith are somewhat related, others are distinctly different. Some of the names, some of the different levels of faith is common. Great faith, genuine faith, and one we all need to avoid, which is wavering faith. Tuning into the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show last year, at some point we even went through that. Different levels of faith. Got to make sure that our faith is strong. Our faith is based on God's promises rather than our feelings or things visible. Great faith holds fast regardless outward appearance. Great faith holds fast regardless of the outward appearance. Satan, in Jesus' name, and I command my voice to come back now in Jesus' name. I block and bind every distraction, and it is so in Jesus' name. And so our faith, family, hallelujah, is based on God's promises and not our feelings. Our faith based on God's word than things visible. Faith has to be established in who God is and having his word as our foundation, a foundation that will never be shaken. And so check it out. Faith, it is impossible to please God. Those that come to him must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And so even in a right now situation, you've got to have right now faith. God's attention so he can show up, check it out, for your good. I'll share this with you tonight, family. I want to bless you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. What is faith? Faith is being fully assured. Faith is the formula for the manifestation of God's word, position where you never doubt and you never allow your faith to waver. And here it is, even in moments where you are in your feelings, whether if it's from a loss of a loved one, you've been through something that really took a toll on you, having faith doesn't mean that we don't have to deal with the reality of situations. But here's the importance of it, family. Even when you have to have a moment, you have to cry sometimes. You may have a moment. It's okay. It's better to release how you feel than to hold it in. But you got to make sure you release it in the right way. But here's the importance about it. Even if you have to have a moment, what's important is that you learn and know how to bounce back. So if you got to have a moment, have your moment. But you got to make sure you bounce back. You cannot drown in your feelings or your emotions. You have to take your time sometimes, but you still need to have now faith to move forward. I'm going to break down the word now. Break it down if you bear with me. 42 minutes after the hour. God. So faith. To have faith, faith is getting an understanding of God's word and knowing how to apply it to your life. Every situation that comes your way, faith is knowing how to put faith to work. Still, we read in Job chapter 22 and verse 28, and thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways. That's how you put faith to work. You speak the word of God. Faith. What you speak and believe, you shall receive. And so, family, here it is. Word now means, bless you tonight. I thank God for this. The word now means at the present time or moment. Later time. Call on the Lord to get what you need. Hallelujah. Come on. The word now means at the present time or moment. Talking about later, but right now. In this present time, you can call on the Lord and get what you need. Why? Because he's a very present help in time of trouble. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said that all things together for your good. God is a right now God. I'm going to tell you why. The word now also means used in a conversation to draw attention to a particular statement or point. The word now also used in a conversation to draw attention to a particular statement or point. Which is why you have power in what you say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That at some point, I believe God. That in my past, I believe God. In my now, in the present, I believe God. I stand firm on his word. I continue to believe God in my future. That all my days, all my weeks, all my years will be blessed in Jesus' name. See, the word now used what you say. Now to do whatever I need him to. Family, the word now also means consequent. Consequent of a fact. Down. It's a fact that God saved me. And because God saved me, I'm free. And because I'm free to worship. I'm free to be great. I'm free to be bold. I'm free to be confident. Because God delivered me, now shout unto God with the voice of triumph. I can let my light so shine before the world so that the world will glorify God. The word now means consequence of something that is factual. So the fact that God saved me, the fact that he set me free, consequence of it is now I am free. So I got now faith to be free. I got now faith to be victorious. I got now faith to praise God openly, James, unapologetically. So right now, I want to take this moment. Before I close this out, I want to take this moment to encourage you to make the decision to have now faith. It's Good Friday. Giving God praise because of what he's done. We are acknowledging God because of who he is and what he's done. Because of his death, burial, and resurrection. So it says in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but to save the world. Says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, the word of the Lord says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe in who he is, what he's done, and what he's able to do, you shall be saved. Believing in the Lord without fear, without hesitation, without doubt, worrying, believing in who he is, what he's done, what he's able to do, you shall be saved. Let me encourage you tonight. It don't matter what your past is. It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter where you come from, what your race or your nationality is. It don't matter the places you've been, the people you've been around. If you call on the name of Jesus right now by faith, believing in who he is and what he's done and what he's able to do. He is the only true living God. He died for your sins so that you can be set free, forgiven, and reconciled back to God so that you can be in a right relationship with God so that you can have eternal, abundant life. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to his power that is at work within you. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me, for I have sinned, falling short, glory. I believe Jesus Christ, God. Jesus Christ, God, for my sins. I believe Jesus Christ holds all power. I believe Jesus Christ is so real, so alive. Jesus, save me. Accept you, my Lord, little Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. way in my life. Holy Spirit, through my heart, through my life, stay in my life. Have your way that I live to God's word, will, his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you just repeated that prayer after me, family, you just got saved. And we welcome you into the family of God. And that's all it takes. And I encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God, where you can choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition, having a real, personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And y'all can encourage and inspire each other to stay focused. And always, I'm going to bring Brother Rob on for some announcements, and I'm going to come back and close this thing out in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. We praise God for tonight's ministry that Minister Merrill has brought forth, you know, Now Faith. We just thank God for that word, that message that we received tonight. And real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are. We appreciate your listenership and your support. We greatly appreciate those that share with your friends and family members and let us know that we're broadcasting. Anytime that we're live, we're broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we do have a call-in number, which is 319-527-6091. Anytime you want to talk to our host, you can just press the number 1 and we'll let you in. We also do let you know that PKN has a radio station, pkn.com, and we have 24 hours of music content, and from time to time we do rebroadcast our radio shows. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And as always, you know, we appreciate those who share with their friends and family members. Anytime you want to listen to or send a correspondence to us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can send an email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or just let us know how you're doing or send a praise report. We greatly appreciate that. Also, we do have another venue, which is radioco.com, where we do have music content. And we have rebroadcasts of our shows. We're also on LinkedIn, iTunes, and anywhere where podcasts are broadcasted at. Just look us up and type in Purpose Kingdom and like us, and that way you won't miss an episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Okay, and well, God's will, God's blessings. Hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour, and we're going to have the show Self-Expressions, and that's going to be hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. And we hope you have time to join us tomorrow evening. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you will be able to join us. And that's going to be at 8:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. And the show is going to be Self-Expressions, and it's going to be hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. Okay, so we come to the end of our announcements, and we'd like to thank Minister Bernard for tonight's broadcast. And I'm going to turn the program back over to you, Minister Bernard, and our great show. Bernard, we have you back.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And so we thank God for Minister Rob Hudson. And listen, I encourage you to engage with Purpose Kingdom Network. God is doing some great things, all right, on Purpose Kingdom Network, through Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank God for our CEO, Pastor Toy Daly. She's such a blessing. She's been so committed and diligent and faithful when it comes to this vision God has given to her. And we're so grateful to be a part of it. And we encourage you to engage with PKN, Purpose Kingdom Network, as well as By Faith Be Good Ministry Incorporated. Let's connect. Let's come together and always press forward by faith. So let's close this thing out, family. Let's go. Let's get it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So check it out. I want to encourage you tonight. God, the God, our faith. God is the God, our faith. How do I know? He said in his word Listen, Paul even said in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, and now what are you waiting for? He says, get up, baptize, wash your sins away, calling on his name. How do I know God is the God of now faith? He says in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to his power that is at work within you. The word of the Lord says in Jude chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Why, family? Because the word of the Lord says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so, family, I encourage you tonight, hallelujah, we have not lost if we know whose hands we are held. We have not lost if we know whose hands we are held in. If you know that you can rest in the hand of the Lord, if you know that you are secured in God's hands, listen, no matter what comes your way, no matter what you've been stripped of, no matter the situations, no matter the circumstances, no matter the physical health, all you have to do is have now faith and trust in the Lord to know that God is able to see you through. Family, the Lord is available and ready to answer the prayers to those who were, to those who remain faithful, who remain faithful in his word. I've come to listen. It's Good Friday. Some of you say it's Easter weekend, but I'm just here to let you know it's resurrection weekend because our Savior has risen. He has all power since it's Good Friday and it's resurrection weekend. I might as well go ahead and close it out in this way. The Lord is able. The Lord has all power. The Lord is ever present. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I just want to encourage somebody tonight to have now faith because God is able to do above and beyond what you can ask or think according to his power that is at work within you. I've come to tell you that he's a wonderful counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. I've come to tell you he's the anointed one. He's the bread of life. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. I've come to tell you he's the beloved Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. He is the light of the world. He is the true vine. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the good shepherd. He is the open door. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came to the world to show us the way, who was about his Father's business, who was our example of how to be about our Father's business. Come on. He allowed himself to be arrested. He allowed himself to be wrongfully accused. He allowed himself to be sentenced to death. He allowed himself to be whipped severely. He humbled himself and he carried the cross to Calvary. He humbled himself and he allowed the Roman soldiers to nail him to the cross. When he could have called forth the angels to rescue him, he humbled himself and he stayed there. He allowed the Roman soldiers to lift him up high because he knew in that moment he would draw the world closer to him. He stayed on the cross. He shed his blood. He took the penalty of sin on our behalf. He gave up his spirit. He hung his head and he died. and he set the captive free. He went to hell. He took the keys to hell and the grave. And 3 days later, he rose with all power in his hands. I'm here tonight to let you know that God is so real and so alive. And all you need is to have now faith to know that right now, God is able to work out whatever you need him to. Alive and well, available to you. I encourage you tonight to continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Now, faith, I believe in God now. I trust in him right now. I stand firm on his word right now. It doesn't matter what I see on the news. It doesn't matter what people are saying. It doesn't matter the circumstance. I have now faith, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith, I'm sure of what I hope for, and I'm fully certain of what I do not see. Everything that God promised is going to be manifested in your life. Y'all already know, by faith we good, but we walk by faith and not by sight. I love you, family. I pray you're encouraged. Let Jesus lead you. Stay focused and always press forward by faith. I love you. God bless you. I'm out.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah, I gotta admit it, I'm so committed to winning.
Yeah.
We'll never see defeat another day that I'm living.
Why?
The devil's still fighting my father when he don't lose. Why he still trying to move him when he can't be moved? The master hater and deceiver wanna see me dead. But I'm alive and live abundantly cause Jesus
led.
New and daily, so the negativity in my head. I've been delivered from fear, so I ain't never scared. Attacked and suffering, living, learning to love again. And count it all joy every time, that's the way it's been. I persevere because I'm pressing towards the mark.
Yeah.
Embrace the light in me, especially when it's dark. Dark clouds hovering over me must be moved.
Okay.
I travel through my peaks and valleys like I'm on cruise control. I let them have it, so should you.
Yeah.
Jesus driving, it ain't no way I'm going to lose.
Nah.
That was me.
I will not lose.
That was me.
I will not lose.
That me.